Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be here with all of you today, and I hope that wherever you are having a great day. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you are joining in live today or via archive. We have a great show for you. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. We are going to be talking about what's happening for all of us with this brand new energy cycle. And as always, Elizabeth has lots of great information and insight for us about what's happening in the stars, and I'm going to share some angel messages. So get comfy and cozy and get ready for the inside scoop for the Aries cycle. And for those of you who are brand new to the show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it is my pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me back, Christy. And thank you to everyone tuning in today. I hope that you guys are beginning to feel the lift, and I think certainly as the Aries cycle starts, you're going to feel it more and more, all kinds of new stuff coming in, and cardinal signs finally, you know, really taking center stage as opposed to all the mutants. We love our Pisces energy, Christy, but goodness gracious, I think we're ready to move on and start the whole astrology, astrological wheel, get that turning for 2017, and that's what the Aries cycle, which starts on the 20th, spring equinox, that is what that symbolizes, you know, that we are beginning a whole new cycle, and this year, unlike the last couple of years, we have just such a strong pronouncement of Aries energies in the house, and Uranus is hitting the stronger degrees now. This sun cycle of Aries and next year are going to see our strongest Pluto placements with regard to the sun, and your guys will, I say Pluto, I meant Uranus. See, we're still in Pisces. We're still set in Pisces. I blame the sun in Pisces for everything. Oh my goodness. So yeah, no, it's Uranus placements, and it hit all those squares with Pluto, you know, when it first got in. So we know that this is really active stuff, but now it'll be activated by all the planets moving through Aries. So yeah, very big cycle ahead, Christy. Lots of new beginnings, got a cardinal emphasis happening. And of course, Aries is a fire. So we just got, you know, energy, think about the Big Bang, like literally it's a creation energy. So what do we do with that? And we're seeing lots of new opportunities coming on board in terms of the outer world, all kinds of new alignments, new projects, new ventures. So it's time to, you know, get moving with a lot of those. And we'll have some retrogrades coming in the cycle, but I really wanted to just kind of let everybody know that the Aries is in the house. we're going to have a lot of activity and a lot of encouragement as we start to move forward. So I'm not quite sure which order you want to do things on the show today, Christy. So, I mean, just kind of, I don't know.
Why don't you go ahead and just Yeah, no, this is great. Why don't you go ahead and take it away and keep going, and then you can take a break, and I'll give some messages, and you can keep going from there. How about that?
Oh, that sounds good. I just didn't want
to
rush barrel through, and you know. So yeah, you guys. So some of the things that I really want to emphasize, I'm going to walk you through a couple of placements that are really important. Key aspects that are going on. Big one is that we are building to a square. You guys know what that word means.
Great.
between Pisces would say that. Like, no, we don't want to come for Jesus. I'm going back underwater. yeah, we're building to a big square between Pluto and Jupiter. That is exact on the 30th of March. And you guys know how this works by now if you've been listening to our show. When we have a square involving any of the three outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, it's not just the day that it happens, you know, that the energy is in effect. It takes days, weeks, and a lot of astrologers would argue months, you know, into the buildup. So we're pretty much already in that energy of building towards this square. And in fact, during this cycle, just to sort of give you some precursors, on the 23rd, Mercury squares Pluto. We get a new moon on the 27th, and the very next day, that Aries moon, it's new, so it's always in the same sign as the sun when the moon is new, just little, so you can always figure that out, a little tip. The moon squares Pluto on the 28th, then again, just within 2 days of the Jupiter square. Then, of course, the sun will be traveling through Aries, so it's square Pluto. That happens April 8th, and then 2 days after that, we have the big full moon in Libra, so that squares. And again, you guys, you know that analogy I use a lot is if you just imagine a T, and the top of the T is Pluto and Capricorn, you've got, you know, at 9 o'clock, if we think of the clock face, Libra, and then that's where Jupiter is, and then we'll have a full moon there, April 10th, they're hitting in, you know, 90-degree angles. And that 90 degrees will be exact on the 30th of March with Jupiter. And then on the right-hand side, exactly 90 degrees, well, roughly 90 degrees, I should say, because the list of the actual squares, everything that passes through Aries is roughly 90 degrees, and then it hits exact points because all those planets aren't moving at the exact same times. But I do have a list of those that'll be in my new video, so you guys can check that out, you know, if you want the exact dates of each one. But we are basically having Pluto squares. I was looking at it, and it was something like from February through the beginning of June when Venus, you know, makes the last one when she gets back into Aries. So big stuff. And what does this mean? You know, we can give you dates and facts and all that, but, you know, we really try to step back and say, what is the meaning? Well, everything in Aries is being influenced by Uranus. Just like over the last year, we talked so much about Neptune because it was a big outer planet influencing everything as all the planets, you know, the immediate planets passed through Pisces. So it wasn't just Mercury in Pisces, wasn't just Venus in Pisces. It was being influenced or colored, amplified, if you will, by Neptune, which is still in Pisces. But now the emphasis changes somewhat. And again, all that clearing energy that we're moving out of is now changing into cardinal energy, which is a whole other ballpark. It's sort of like, okay, you clean the closet, you clean the basement, you clean the house, you left that awful job, you know, you got rid of stuff over the last, you know, year and a half. And now, what are you bringing in instead? What is the better? You know, what are you optimistic about? What do you want to start? And these choice points with the squares, to me, are they mark a time when we say, well, are we, you know, going to make this choice or that choice? Because it is a square, like an intersection, you know, that are going one way or the other. And so those continue to, just like I said, over this whole spring cycle continue to be in effect and you know, give us that cardinal push forward, like, and again, influenced by Uranus, which is the planet that signifies radical change. It really will upend things that need to be cleaned out. You know, people could just get a notice, you know, this is no longer allowed, you know, this has got to stop. And that's it. Then their lives are changed. Now, if we're really paying attention and we know something needs to be cleared out, which is what the last like year and a half has been trying to tell us, now's the time it just comes to fruition and gets like right in our face. So better to kind of listen, you know, when the guidance is coming in through gentle Pisces. And during this cycle, Venus does go back into Pisces for a little while during her retrograde. She turns direct on the 15th tax day of April, and then, you know, starts moving forward. So, you know, we will get a little more of a calming influence. But I would say the first 10 days to 2 weeks of this cycle are going to be really big. Again, it starts on Monday, officially the sun going into Aries, and builds to that Pluto square with Jupiter on the 30th and around that big new moon, new Aries moon. What are your intentions? We'll have like five planets in Aries that day. Really big stuff, big time for putting out new intentions and energies. And then we'll start to get some of the retrogrades, Saturn on the 5th of April and Mercury, next Mercury retrograde on the 9th of April. Of course, Mars is in Taurus, kind of holding a grounded energy. Thank goodness Mars is enough in all this Aries activity. We'd all explode. But it's like all that stuff you started, bringing it into fruition, bringing it into a tangible form, making it real. So we just have some nice aspects that are going to be really strong as we start this cycle. And then it'll, you know, soften a bit, but it is still very much with that big cardinal T square there happening. You know, basically so many planets in cardinal signs, we really will continue to make progress to move forward with plans, and we'll be continue to see their implementation. So that's kind of the heads up.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That is a huge heads up, and it fits beautifully with the messages I have for us today, too. For those of you who may be new to the show, I'm going to give some angel messages, and angels are non-denominational beings of light who support every single person who feels guided to work with them. And today we have messages from Archangel Ariel, whose name means the lion or lioness of God. And this aura's angel color is a really beautiful pale pink, and her stone is rose quartz. If you have ever seen a rose quartz, that's the exact pink that kind of fills her energy. And I was receiving such a strong and persistent message that Archangel Ariel had a message for us this month, which I always trust. But it was really funny because when I went to check on her stone connection, I was reminded that she is actually connected to the Aries cycle, which made me giggle. So just a little, So this angel is really connected to Mother Nature, animals, the planet, and the support and protection of all Earth's inhabitants, which also includes us. She works closely with Archangel Raphael in healing, especially when it comes to animals. So those of you who work with healing of animals of any kind, or any of you who are called to or practicing environmental service, they work closely with all of you too. So because Archangel Ariel is so closely connected to the needs and understanding of Mother Earth and those living here, she's also connected to helping us increase or maintain our earthly needs, which includes things like prosperity and abundance issues. So her message for us for this cycle is, this is a time of deep resetting mixed with deep forward motion. You will notice as you look around you that signs of new life are beginning to peek out and come back to the surface of the earth. Even if it's still cold where you live, there are signs and sneak peeks of spring. This is a time where the energy of every plant and being begins to rise up from deep below the surface and begins to push forward, ready to begin again. This is the same for you. You may notice that as the daylight becomes longer and brighter, that you too feel a resurgence in your own energy stores. You may also notice that you are feeling lighter in response to this awakening from the slumber and resting time of winter. This is the natural clock of Mother Nature. Too often I see people getting locked into a false time frame, one that is connected to technology, which creates a fracturing within the natural body clock that has been built within you. However, all you need to do is to look around you, and you can clearly see and feel the true rhythm of this time. It's important to make time every day to unplug and get outside so you can reconnect to your natural body clock and the physical rhythm of Mother Nature. You too are part of Mother Nature and part of this planet. As you connect to the natural ebbs and flows, you'll experience more positive outcomes, not only in the way that you feel, but in the way that you move through your life. Do you feel disconnected in any area of your life, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? Go outside, breathe fresh air, move your body, unplug from your devices. Try to leave them inside while you spend much needed time outdoors. As you increase time away from devices, you will notice that you and your life come back into balance. This is the time to do a deep reset. Lighten your load in all ways, beginning with your body. If you're being guided to do a cleanse, to exercise, to clean rooms in your home, this is the time. As you lighten your body and environment, you have more energy and more bounce, allowing you to move forward more easily and effortlessly with increased laser focus and clarity. Feeling foggy, confused, or off? Get offline and get into the grass. Go for a walk and connect with Mother Nature. This is the time to get clear on what it is that you really want to do this year. What are your goals for this year? How are you moving toward them? Who have you asked for help to support you in this forward motion? This is the time for a laser focus and a clearing away of the things, people, and situations that aren't honoring your inner knowing of what is right for you. You can hear your angel's guidance much more easily when you're outdoors and away from white noise. You can also connect to your higher self more easily when your mind, body, and environment are light, bright, and clean. Listen to the wisdom of your heart and reach out for support from me and human helpers in your world to move through these important changes that you're being guided to make now. This is an important time of an uprising of energy and excitement, which can help to propel you forward. Take advantage of this moment so you can set yourself up for progress that matches your purpose, your passion, and your joy. And Archangel Ariel has given us a meditation for working with her during this cycle. It says, Archangel Ariel, thank you for wrapping your pale pink light around my heart and mind, allowing me to easily understand what it is that I'm being guided to change within my life right now. Thank you for supporting me and reconnecting to myself and to Mother Nature by getting outside each day. Thank you for easing any fears or pain that I may be holding onto, consciously and unconsciously, about moving forward and for helping me to increase my confidence and courage in following my guidance. Thank you for helping me to know and accept that my dreams and desires for my life are a part of my purpose and that honoring my purpose is part of why I'm here. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. I was just getting lost in the meditation. So powerful. And Ariel, like, gosh, it feels like it's been ages since we worked with her. And what a what a powerful presence of coming through in this time again for us in the Northern Hemisphere of the spring, the Mother Goddess Gaia, working and showing us renewal, rebirth, and, you know, representing that in such a physical form. And I love that idea of coming out of the hibernation, you know, that we all sort of went into, you know, in October, November, yes, carrying us through all that. And it's easy to understand, you know, and the people listening on the East Coast today may definitely understand, yeah, we're still, like, inside. And the people listening on the actual broadcast date of the show, like, but that urge and that ability to start coming out again and leaving the hibernation. And I love Gaia's message because it's so pertinent to the Uranus aspect that's going on astrologically, and that's going to be heightened over the next month as the sun moves through Aries, activating and working, you know, just spreading that Aryan energy out into the world of what is the big picture, what is your purpose. And the great thing about this energy is that it draws us to our joy. You know, like, what is it that you just really love doing with your time? And this is no more the time of just thinking or contemplating, on it, it's, you know, Aries is a sign of action. And, you know, there's one word that capsulizes the energy. That's exactly what it is. Think again, big bang, bringing everything into being, but it had to have that creative force. So as we see the seeds become activated and, you know, flowers, that's always one of my favorite moments is when I see the bud on there and I go, oh my God, it's going to be a flower. I think I even like that more than that moment of anticipation, and we see it all around us, and it's about just being drawn towards what do we want to create, what is the new, where is the joy. And luckily these energies, again, especially in the first half of this cycle, really, especially the more you just sort of, you know, I always recommend, you know, if there's some help that you need from a planet or a sign or the qualities of it you need more of in your life, just put a glyph of that sign as your screensaver. So if you've been unmotivated or depressed or anything like that, put a big old red Aries glyph, you know, on your screensaver, or put, you know, if that's too strong, put red flowers, put energy of vibrancy back in, reinvigoration, because this cycle's aspects are really going to help us be in the mood to do it, you know, because again, that distinction between, well, I was kind of thinking about, I want to get back to blah, 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 that, you know, there's no more of that, you know, and the planet of Mercury just moved into Aries on the 13th, so 2 days ago. So you guys are probably already starting to feel some of this energy coming through. Where you're just like, oh yeah, Mercury is, you know, all of a sudden the things that I need are actually showing up in my life, and now here's what I can do, and here's what I'm going to do today. And so, again, that emphasis on daily practice, this is no longer about theorizing. It's about putting it into action. And so, again, but like Christy is saying, and the message from Ariel, like, what is the big picture? And this is a really important reset for the year, because you guys, you know, Mars, I mean, I'm getting all my planets confused today. I'm going to, like, have a talk with them. we're in Q1, you know, and so depending on how you do your calendar, you know, we went into winter solstice on the 20th or 21st of December, and so the first quarter, you know, is ending, whether you measure that, you know, via the season or via the, you know, the linear calendar, Gregorian, you know, and say, okay, Q1. So either way, the first quarter of the year is gone, you know, and so we are starting this new cycle, which starts the astrological wheel, but it is important. We've got harmonious aspects from Saturn, which rules time, being in Sagittarius. It's actually positively supported with all this fire energy in Aries. So it's kind of nice when Saturn's cooperating and providing us real venues for what we want to do. And again, it's in Sagittarius, our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, our aspirations. You know, another very optimistic energy. So even if it's Saturn there, Saturn's actually saying, well, you know, that painting class is on Wednesday night, you know, or that class to get your GED, whatever it is, it's 5 nights a week, it's, you know, whatever it is. And so where we have the choice and the responsibility is to show up and to actually walk through that and make sure that we, you know, fulfill what we said we want to do, because certainly the opportunities are coming online during this cycle. And again, with a huge Uranian aspect, and I don't want to deviate too much, but in my new video, which will be up over the weekend and certainly by the 20th, I do a special report on Uranus and the history of the Greek god Uranus, which we won't have time to get to on Christy's show today. But it's a very important changes in where we need to make them and going ahead and having the courage to do them, which is what Aries teaches us. And so I break down the whole myth, you know, of that sky god from Greek mythology for whom the planet is later named, and what Uranus represents in our lives, these big changes, and do we bring them in easily, or do, you know, we have to get hit over the head with it's time to move on, time to change, time to do things differently, and how things show up in our lives and what reaction we may get when we're bold and courageous. But it's really important to think about those things as we come into the sign that's ruled by Mars, which is our energy, our vitality, our life force, and we get the new downloads and the new direction, and we're being asked very much to apply it over this time period. So that's oh. You know, kind of what's coming up.
Well, that's really exciting, and it's powerful, and I feel like it's so, you know, it feels so supportive to actually have that huge energy support and moving forward, like being picked up by a wave or something and being supported and getting to where you're trying to go, being able to actually have all this action support. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of reaching out for support. You know, I talked a little bit, you know, over the years about the fact that in the last 17 years, I've pretty much been completely committed to being in support service fields in lots of different ways, but under the umbrella of wellness, self-care, and traditional psychological support programs. And I cannot encourage people enough to reach out for help. And I know that you're offering some support to help people identify what their purpose is and how maybe they can find ways to move forward with that. And in 17 years, I have to say the top three things that people come in for, I call them the three P's. It's parents, partners, and purpose. So I think that you being able to offer that, Elizabeth, to people is just so incredible. And for those of you who want to know more, please, please reach out, because this is can be something to really get you moving forward for the rest of this year and years to come.
Yeah, these Uranian cycles are really big, and because that's what I'm kind of emphasizing at this time, because this cycle and the next Sun through Aries cycle of 2018 are the last times the Sun is going to connect. That's what we identify with Uranus and Aries, which is so trying to help us, you know, break new ground and break through old stuff and out of it. So, yeah, I'll be offering a Uranus special, where if you buy 20 minutes or more on my site, you will get a copy of your natal birth chart with the current transits imposed for the day that you order, so you can see where Uranus is in relation to all your natal planets, and a complimentary copy, a natal report, so that it just walks you through your 10 planets. You know, where was Uranus when you were born? And then during the reading, we can talk about where Uranus is, because it stays in signs for 7 years. So this is a really important, that's why we're talking about big picture stuff, you guys. So feel free to pop over to Elizabeth's Oracle for that. And equally, I would say if you feel guided to work with Christy, I've personally ordered her services and had the work's been just amazing. So just whichever direction you feel guided. And some of you will be like, I think I want an Atlantean healing with Christy, and then maybe know where my Uranus is with Elizabeth. So we're here to help, and we just really encourage and support all of you in knowing what's going on and finding that support and those ahas, because they can be so inspiring, and then you're filled with purpose, and then pretty much the rest of it becomes easy.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, as always, for all the dedication, information, support you bring here each month. I really appreciate you and all of your hard work getting ready for our shows every month. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you for all that you do. And you have a new book. I'm not
thank
letting you,
you
out here without telling people.
Thank you. Yes, my new book, Finding Om, 44 Ways to Increase Joy, Happiness, and Inner Peace, is available now. You can get on my website or barnesandnoble.com, and it's 44 different ways to offer you tools and insight and support to move in the direction of what is right for you, more happiness, joy, being on purpose, all of those things. Thank you all so much for being here, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for being here. Please go visit Elizabeth. Thank you. And we will connect with you guys soon. Have a wonderful week, and we're sending you lots of love and many blessings. Bye-bye.